History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, let's have a good time tonight, Kansas City. 3-0, the final score, and for the first time in 3 weeks, the Royals, your Royals, a team that came into this season with playoffs or bust type of expectation. Your boys in blue, for the first time in nearly 3 weeks, are back above 500. Phone lines and the text line are there for you, 913-586-7965. And how about leading the charge, helping to push his boyhood ball club, helping to push his team above 500? It is the St. Joseph product, the former seventh-round pick of the Royals back in 2021, less than 4 years later. He's taken a no-hitter into the seventh inning in his big league debut. Unbelievable performance tonight from Noah Cameron. And listen, for as cool and calm and collected, for as professional as he was out there on the mound, because there was traffic tonight. 2-1 in the second. Leadoff man reaches via an error in the fifth. A one-out walk in the sixth. 2-1 in the seventh. It was anything but a walk in the park, even though that final line makes it look like quite the stroll through Tampa. Noah Cameron, the 25-year-old pitching prospect, 6 1/3 innings of one-hit baseball. He walked 5, he punched out 3, and he picks up his first big league W in his first big league game. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been celebrating this rotation for, well, 31 games now. 31 games into the season, into this sophomore album, and the rotation looks every bit as good as the one that carried you to October just a summer ago. But one key difference in this year's rotation compared to last year's rotation, depth. Because Noah Cameron's likely going to be optioned back to Omaha in a few hours. And I can't imagine anybody out there listening is angry about that. Now, I'm sure you're disappointed for Noah. He's earned another opportunity up here at the big league level. But there isn't that opportunity right now at the big league level. Now, you would assume that opportunity will likely present itself at some point over the course of the next 5 months. It's rather surprising that only today, game 31, did the Royals need a sixth starting pitcher for the first time this season. Hopefully they don't. Now, hopefully Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Chris Bubich, and Michael Lorenzen can pitch this team into October all by themselves. But with this performance today from Noah Cameron, a professional performance from Noah Cameron. Again, I'm not saying taking a no-hitter into the seventh inning is ho-hum, professional outing, way to go, Noah. No, it's so much more than that. But my expectation for the young lefty coming into today, if you heard my conversation earlier with Cody and Gold, my expectation was he's going to look like a fully formed big leaguer. I mean, he's a man out there. And he looked every bit of a grown man out there today, didn't he? Needing just 5 pitches to retire the side riding all fastballs in the first. He was getting squeezed in the second inning, but gets a big assist from Michael Garcia. And yes, we'll talk about the defense of Renfro, of Garcia, of Bobby, of Vinny. Some big moments defensively tonight. But there's no doubt what the story is and who the guaranteed's. There's no question who the player of the game is, who the guaranteed foods player of the game is tonight. It's Noah Cameron. Big league debut, big league W, pushing his favorite big league club above 500. And now with that depth, Michael Lorenzen, by the way, is on a one-year deal. A one-year, $7 million deal. Meaning, if he at some point this year makes his way to the bullpen. Now, there's no signs that Michael Lorenzen is not long for the rotation. He's balling. Michael Lorenzen is shoving. I mean, you can put him up against any number 5 starter in all of Major League Baseball, and Lorenzen's going to hold his own. Right, 6 innings of one-run baseball last night. He's second on the team with 3 quality starts. I'm not trying to knock Michael Lorenzen. But I'm showing you, fans of a team that is desperate for offense. You know, even tonight, the Royals win 3-0. Each of their last 4 wins have come in a game where the offense has scored 3 runs or fewer. Now, they're still dead last in Major League Baseball in runs per game. 3rd fewest total through 31 games in franchise history. No, this team is desperate for some offense. Great sign, though, from Vinny Pasquantino. Happy that the Pasquatch was able to get big as the leaders tonight, huh? The leaders inside that clubhouse. Well, the leaders wherever this team goes. The hotel, the bus, the plane, the clubhouse, the dugout, the leaders. Salvi, Bobby, Vinny. You know, Vinny and Bobby give the young starting pitcher an early lead. Salvi keeps the pressure on the Tampa pitching staff. Now, the hitters behind Salvi were unable to help him deliver some additional runs. But Salvi picks up a multi-hit game. Bobby with a multi-hit game. He now has a 21-game hitting streak. Now, it was great to see the leaders lead, not just offensively, but defensively. Bobby with a great play there in the 3rd. Vinny with a great pick in the 8th. But I can't help but go back to this depth. Noah Cameron, big league ready. Michael Lorenzen, the best number 5 starter in Major League Baseball. Cole Reagans, one of the 10 best starters in Major League Baseball. Seth Lugo, the reigning American League Cy Young runner-up. Michael Wacha, as cagey and professional a veteran as you're going to encounter in this game. And then Kyle Wright. Kyle Wright's going to begin his rehab assignments coming up on Friday. I just listed 7 starting pitchers. Now let's hope the Royals don't desperately need to use all 7. But as we inch closer and closer to the trade deadline, not to mention the young arms down in A-ball and Double-A, Royals have some very attractive pieces for teams that may have some very attractive bats. Tonight's a night to celebrate Noah Cameron, but if you could take a step back, and yes, we all know what plagues this team right now. We all understand why they're only 1 game above 500 as opposed to 10 games above 500. Right? You would expect a team that has a starting staff, a rotation that has given its team an ERA of 3.16, a top 3 in the sport, a rotation that's studly, that has made a bullpen fresh and vibrant. The Royals' bullpen in the month of April has a sub-3 ERA. Now, that's in large part because they are rested, because of those inning eaters in the rotation. But whatever keeps you up at night, whatever your main concern is with this team, whether it's a unit or an individual. I see on the text line, I see on Twitter about Hunter Renfrow and Michael Massey, Vinny Pasquantino and others. Whoever it is, whatever it is, that has you concerned or antsy about the prospects of this team repeating what they did last year. Patience, Grasshopper. Patience, because as you saw tonight, the Royals have options to help maintain this incredible pitching staff. So many options that they might, with that pitching, help bolster their offense. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. Actually, I'm not sure about the phone lines tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I was trying to give away those tickets on the On Deck show earlier today, and I was surprised when I didn't hear from anyone. Now, apparently the phone line's having a little bit of issues tonight at 96.5 The Fan, so I'll apologize on behalf of the station and ask you kindly, if you want to get involved, I think the route is going to be the text line tonight. Yeah, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals win 3-0. They're back above 500. And Seth Lugo, yeah, you remember that guy. 8 shutout innings the last time we saw him. Yeah, finished second for the Cy Young. Yeah, he's on the hill tomorrow as you go for the sweep. Man, I wanted 3 wins on this road trip. Boys might have that in the back pocket by the time they hit the airport tomorrow. We'll get to the text messages and we'll hear from the hero of the night, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Noah Cameron. All that coming up next.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And a swing and a one-hopper. Glove by Bobby on the backhand of the outfield grass. Throws to first for the out. What a play by Bobby Witt Jr. to rob Jose Caballero of a base hit to left field. Incredible play by Bobby. Quick dive to his right. Fires one to Vinny and gets Caballero for the out. A guy that runs very well, by the way.
Play of the year candidate on April 30th.
No doubt. Jake Eisenberg, Steve Stewart on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. It's a 2-0 game at that point in the third. Royals would go on to win 3-0, pushing their record above 500. Noah Cameron takes a no-hitter into the seventh. Bobby Witt Jr.'s hit streak is now at 21 games. In the history of the Royals franchise, only 5 players have had a longer hitting streak than Bob's current stretch. That play right there to lead off the third inning, Tampa's third, that diving play off of the bat of Junior Caballero, Jose Caballero, 103 miles per hour. You know, to the third base side, Bobby makes a tremendous diving stab and gets to his feet and unleashes a rocket to Vinny at first. 91 mile per hour seed out of the right hand of Bobby Witt Jr. to complete the first out of Noah Cameron's third inning of Big League Baseball. Bobby with a big night tonight. 2-for-4 at the dish. Scored a run. Drove in a run. Right? He scored the first run. Drove in the final run. And who knows? Possibly saved a run with that great play in the third. Our MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. Brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Royals win. They shut out the Tampa Bay Rays and take a road series for the first time in 2025. They'll have a chance, and they'll have a chance at sweeping the Rays coming up tomorrow. It's a 12:10 first pitch I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. and hopefully have the opportunity to give you the opportunity to win some Royals tickets. Royals' third shutout of the season. This one spearheaded by, no doubt, Noah Cameron. 6 1/3 innings of one-hit baseball. But John Schreiber comes in and puts out the fire in the seventh. Two on with one out. He comes in and Kevin Cash goes to his bench and brings out one of his terrific bats in Jonathan Aranda. And he has a 10-pitch battle with John Schreiber. Schreiber comes out on top as Aranda flies out to right, and then Schreiber retires the side, getting the Tampa 9-hitter to line out to the opposite field. John Schreiber has now put up a zero in 10 of his last 11 appearances. In the eighth inning, with the Royals up 3-0, Lucas Erceg comes out and got himself into a little two-out, two-on jam. After a great play by Vinny Pasquantino to pick a throw from Bobby out of the dirt, Lucas Erceg retires the leadoff hitter, but then gives up a hard-hit single and hits Christopher Morel with a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. So it's actually two on with one out in the eighth inning. Royals hanging on to a 3-0 lead. And keep in mind, I don't know if you were thinking the same way I was, Royals offensively left so many base runners in scoring position once again. Yeah, I haven't brought it up because I'm sure a lot of you assumed that happened. Royals go 1-for-8 tonight with runners in scoring position. They leave 7 men on base. Yeah, but offensively, the Royals ran into 2 outs in the third. They had a 2-out double in the fourth that went unrewarded. They had 2 on with 2 outs in the fifth, and Vinny flew out. They had runners on second and third with nobody out in the sixth, and they didn't do anything with it. And 90 feet was given to them by the Rays left fielder's nonchalant approach on a ground ball. Yeah, he gave both Salvi and Michael Garcia an additional 90 feet. So it's second and third with nobody out. And Drew Waters punches out, Hunter Renfro punches out, and Kevin Biggio flies out, ending that threat. The Royals had two on with two outs in the eighth. So, you know, as you're watching this game, you're thinking, boys, you can't keep on allowing that type of offensive opportunity to slip through your fingers and think it's not going to come back and bite you. So when Lucas Erceg had two on with one out in the eighth, you're thinking, well, here you go. Now it's going to bite you. Tampa's cleanup hitter, Tampa's five hitter coming to the dish with two on and one out. But Erceg somehow got out of it. Erceg puts up yet another zero, as the Royals bullpen has been outstanding. As I mentioned, in the month of April, well, Lucas Erceg's been outstanding all season long. And then in the ninth, it's Carlos Estevez picking up his 9th save of the season. His 9 saves are top 3 in Major League Baseball. So listen, the pitching staff in the rotation is deep and talented. The pitching staff in the bullpen is sure top heavy, if you want to say, but Hunter Harvey's on his way back to join that duo at the back end of Erceg and Estevez. And when you get Hunter Harvey back, suddenly that bullpen becomes a strength again. They're rested, so that allows them to be strong, but then you have 3 horses at the back end: Erceg, Estevez, and hopefully, sooner rather than later, Hunter Harvey back in the show. All right, text line's open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. A lot of love, understandably, coming in for Noah Cameron. I see Kevin from Sedalia writes in, Vern, Noah Cameron better get that free meal for tonight's outing. Yeah, no doubt. Again, I already mentioned it. No surprise here. Noah Cameron is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. He takes a no-hitter into the seventh inning in his big league debut. For being named player of the game, Noah will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. You and your wife can enjoy the shrimp cocktail, the filet mignon, the twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, the asparagus spears, and of course, that gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to your home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Noah Cameron. He's 1-0, one game into his big league career. And all he's known is winning and being a part of a winning Royals ball club. For those of you that don't feel old, hearing the stories that Joel Goldberg and Ryan and Hud were talking about on FanDuel Sports Network, well, Noah Cameron, if you're asking who he watched growing up, who was his guy, you know, when he was in junior high and high school, who was his Royal? Danny Duffy. Danny Duffy was the lefty that he, I don't know if you would say modeled his game after, but, you know, just like how Vinny Pasquantino loved the Jets because of Vinny Testaverde. Hey, that's my name. I like you. You're on my team and you throw with your left hand and I like you. Danny Duffy was the guy for Noah Cameron. After the game, Joel Goldberg of FanDuel Sports Network had a chance to catch up with Noah Cameron on the field.
Oh, man. You can't explain it, you know. You can't put words into it. Dream come true, obviously, just being able to throw for the Royals, you know. It's just, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. I have a lot of family here. And, yeah, there's just no words to describe it.
You know, Hud couldn't get over it. None of us could. You make your big league debut, five pitches in the first inning. We've never seen that before. What are you thinking at that point? I know it's not that easy.
Yeah, I'm thinking I like this defense up here. You know, just attack the zone and just kind of let them do their thing. Obviously, Bobby making plays. You know, everybody making plays out there for me. So it makes it easy. You know, it makes the game simple and it makes it easy. Just attack the zone and let them hit it, you know.
You're not a stranger to these guys. You spent time in the big league clubhouse with them. We all know Bobby Witt Jr., but when you see him make that play in the hole, you see Hunter Renfro, what are your thoughts off the bat there as it goes off the bat and then caught by Renfro? What are you thinking?
My first thought was, man, I owe these guys dinner already, you know, and I just got here. So, gosh, I mean, it just makes pitching a lot easier, you know, when you don't have to do yourself and you just trust your stuff and you just let them put it in play and see what happens. It makes it a lot easier.
You were throwing to a guy that you watched growing up in Salvador Perez, who ironically made his debut against the Rays over on the other side of the bay in St. Pete 14 years ago. You would have been, what, 11 years old or something like that. Tell me what it's like to throw to a guy that you grew up watching.
You know, it's something that you always dream about. You know, I think growing up in St. Joe, like, Salvi was our guy. You know, Salvi was the guy that we all wanted to throw to, you know, in high school and in college. It was just like Salvi, Salvi, Salvi. So it's awesome. You know, he's just a leader and a captain, and you just trust him. You know, when I'm unsure of what I want to throw, you just trust him and he takes care of the rest.
All right, last two things. We got to get you out of there because they're going to want to celebrate you. At what point, if at all, are you thinking, wait, we got a no-hitter going here?
It occurred to me. We always know, but obviously gave it up in the end, but yeah, it was a good ride. Good ride, so good win.
Last thing, your family's up there. We talked to your dad. We got to meet your mom, yep. Your siblings. You're the baby in the family. Augie, your son, is up there too. What does it mean to have all of them? Your sister was saying he has been working on this for 25 years.
Yeah. It's special. You know, obviously all of them flying down here to Tampa. There's no words. Just love them to death. And they've always supported me through everything. And just can't thank them enough. And I just love them. Just love them to death.
There you go. Noah Cameron, 6 1/3 innings of one-hit baseball in his big league debut, the Royals' 14th quality start this season. 14 quality starts in just 31 games. This rotation is remarkable, you know, allowing three earned runs or fewer in 25 of the first 31 games. Taking a look at the text line from the 913, Vern, I've had worse big league debuts in my dreams. Hats off to Noah. Yeah, well, worst debut in my childhood dreams. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you dream about winning the game. I don't know if the dream is taking a no-hitter into the seventh. Maybe a scattered one. Maybe, I don't know. I never made it that far. I never dreamed that big, so congratulations to Noah Cameron. I see Dwayne in Warsaw congratulating the local kid, the St. Joseph product. Lori in Austin was real impressed with Cameron tonight. Congratulations to him. Verna was a little worried about the relievers in the eighth and the ninth, but they came through, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the road trip. Signed, Lori in Austin, no doubt. Lucas Erceg, by the way, through 14 games this season, he's allowed one run. An ERA of .73. The hard-throwing righty has allowed a grand total of 8 base runners in 12 and a third innings of work. 913-586-7965. That's our text line number. Hopefully the phones are working soon so we can properly celebrate a Royals team that finds itself above 500 with arguably the best pitching staff in the American League. Vinny Pasquantino, all he does is hit home runs. And yes, I say that tongue-in-cheek. He was, 0 for 9? Hit a home run, went 0 for 9, hit another home run tonight. He'll put a nice charge into that one in his second trip to the dish, a hard fly ball to the opposite field. Hopefully a good sign for Vinny. Now, if you go back and look at the home run that he hit there in the first inning, it was 96 right down the chute. But you know what? Hey, I'm not going to be picky when it comes to Vinny because we're all so very desperate for his bat to get right. And if you've been watching Vinny of late, even if you throw that 96 right down the pike, doesn't mean he's keeping it fair. Right, we've seen him yank quite a few balls foul down that first baseline. So very nice to see Vinny get a hold of that one. 108 miles per hour off of the bat. 392 feet over the right field wall. His team-leading fourth home run and his team-leading 18th RBI. Royals win 3-0. We'll take our final quick timeout and get back to your thoughts after this.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Now the pitch. Fastball punched into right field, a base hit. Biggio hits third. Wilson waves him home. Caballero's throw home, not in time. Biggio slides in feet first safely. India goes first to third. Bobby Witt Jr. has his second hit of the game. This one drives in a run. It's 3-0. And Bobby Witt Jr. officially has 1,000 career total bases in 500 career games.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Bobby's fifth inning, two out, RBI single on an 0-2 pitch up and out of the zone. I mean out of the zone. 96 at his eyeballs. He somehow lines it to right field, 103 miles per hour off of his bat. Biggio scores. Royals go up 3-0. That would be your final score. Royals shut out the Rays and take the series, pushing their record above 500 to 16-15. That was Bobby's second hit of the day. It's his eighth multi-hit game of the season, matching both Michael and Salvi for the team lead. Bobby's first inning single extended his major league best hitting streak to 21 games. Bob is batting .364 in this stretch, with an OPS of .946. He's the first big leaguer this season to have a 21-game hitting streak. After the game, Bobby had this to say to the assembled media, audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, it was special just being able to do that. He grew up a Royals fan from Kansas City, so it's just all the weight in the world you feel like is on you, but he goes out there and just kind of just does what he does. I told him before the game, same game we played, just go out there and enjoy it, and it looked like he enjoyed it. Him and Salvi got together and threw it all, and so it was great.
What did you see on the play in the hole there to be able to get to the ball at one and then make an accurate throw to first?
Yeah, it was just kind of those plays just kind of happen. You just try to make sure you can try to make as many plays as possible for your pitcher, and then you make the play great. And so, yeah, that's what you're trying to do, is just trying to do things and get outs.
And for to see Vinny come through there in the first inning with the home run, how great does it help the entire offense to see him getting back into where he needs to be at?
Yeah, we know what he can do, and that's what he can do, and so it's just doing back, doing his thing. And so it was great to see that and put together a great swing. And so, yeah, it's going to be fun to see him and the rest of the team keep going.
I think that early lead maybe helps settle Noah's nerves a little bit as he goes out there with the lead for the first time.
Yeah, definitely. I think anytime you're pitching with the lead, I think anyone on our whole staff is comfortable with it, and so, which is great.
How do you celebrate his first major league win and his MLB debut?
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. Got some beer on him, beer showers, so it was great, yeah.
What was just your vantage point of the defense as a whole today? And we talked about your play, but Hunter Renfro also took away a potential home run there, and you guys are double plays.
Yeah, it was great. That's what we got to do out there. Just got to go out there and play defense. That's part of the kind of the Royals mantra, and so it was great to see Fro making plays, everyone kind of making plays around
him. Bobby Witt Jr. following the Royals 3-0 victory. Bobby, by the way, he's an outstanding ball player. I'm sure he dominates most teams. Boy, does he ever dominate the Rays. He's a lifetime 333 hitter against Tampa with a base hit in 14 straight meetings with the Rays. Speaking of 14 straights, did you know the Royals didn't have a single game away from Kauffman Stadium in April in which they scored more than four runs? 14 straight road games, falling short of a five-run offensive putout. 14 straight road games. That's a franchise record. I mean, the Royals' offense ranks dead last or second to last in almost every meaningful statistic. And they're 16-15. The clubhouse grows tighter as the days go by. The bullpen only grows confidence with every zero that they put up. The defense is getting better every single game. I know the base running still leaves quite a bit to be desired as they run into a few outs, let's say. A few outs on the base paths today. But I'll reiterate what I've said the past few nights. You know, if you look at the record and you say, hey, they're slightly better than average, you haven't been watching. Because in the five facets of the game, if you want to throw in the intangibles of the clubhouse and the dugout and all 26 tugging on the same end of the rope, yeah, man, the glass is so much more than half full. Royals win 3-0. They hand the ball to Seth Lugo coming up in the finale on Thursday. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7965. Text coming in from Scott, who's out in Phoenix. He writes, Vern, I was very impressed with Noah Cameron tonight. Looks like the Royals are becoming a nice factory for starting pitchers. Scott, did you ever think you would type out that sentence? Because you remember the Cal Eldred days, when every single post game became a fire the pitching coach and that'll change everything. When it was so much more than one man, one pitching coach, one person. It was organizationally. You know, the philosophy, the ways that they went about teaching the game needed to change top to bottom. And boy, have they. Royals starting pitchers have allowed one run or fewer in six of the last eight games. No wonder the teams won seven of those eight games. Royal starters have logged more innings than any team in Major League Baseball. They're given, on average, more than 5 2/3 innings every time they take the bump. Wow. Back to the text line. More love from Noah Cameron, this time coming from our buddy Golden. From the 913, Vern, instead of sending Noah Cameron down to Omaha, why not make him a closer so we can take Chris Stratton's place? Well, you don't want Noah Cameron as a reliever. No. Now he goes back down to Omaha, and he's ready at the next beck and call of this organization. If and when an injury strikes one of your starting five, well, we're still going to worry, because I've seen plenty of young starters debut and put up zeros. Can you do it every fifth day consistently at the big league level? That's another hurdle that we'll get to at another time. But no, you need depth right now, because, okay, you put Noah Cameron in the bullpen, and all of a sudden, Michael Wacha takes a line drive off the foot again, breaks his foot again. Who's filling in for him? Who are you turning to? If you move Noah Cameron to the bullpen, he's not going to be able to get you up to 79 pitches like he did tonight. 79 pitches. 6 1/3 innings. Just remarkable. I mean, he had a real shot at a no-hitter. At least pitch count-wise, he was pacing for Matt Cutrero to continuously send him out there. Again, 5 pitches in the first, 18 in the second, 11 in the third, needed only 6 in the fourth, 14 in the fifth, 17 in the sixth. Then he obviously doesn't finish the seventh. John Schreiber does that for him. 913-586-7965. Andrew in Overland Park says, Vern, who needs to score 4 or more when the other team scores 0? Cheers. Well said. From the 512, Vern, there is no excuse for a professional baseball team to not score a run when you have no outs and runners on second and third. Yeah, you're not going to get an argument from me. We mentioned that earlier. Royals up 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Not only did you have 2 on with nobody out, but then the Rays defense gave both base runners an additional 90 feet. So you earned the base runners, and then they gave you scoring position, and you could not capitalize. No, but listen, you know, hitting with runners in scoring position has been, you know, at the center of the issue this year. You know, the offense has been the reason why you're only one game above 500 rather than sitting atop the division. So, yeah, we all agree that the offense has been bad. But I'll say it again. If it's up to me, and I have to identify one aspect of the team to be poor, I'm not choosing pitching. I'm not choosing defense. Yeah, I'll say offense. But it's the same conversation when it comes to the bats. Now, Jonathan India, Vinny Pasquantino, Michael Massey. 2 out of those 3 guys need to get going. Vinny hits a home run today. By the way, that home run that Vinny hit in the first was just the 3rd time all year the Royals hit a home run with a man on base. That's not a joke. That's real. 31 games into the season, the Royals have hit a home run with the man on base only 3 times. They only have 14 home runs total. But yeah, 11 of them have been solo shots. And as far as Jonathan India, he picked up another knock. Was squaring the ball up as well. A few loud outs out there for the Royals leadoff hitter. But India's now reached base safely 8 times in his last 4 games. Dan in KCK writes in on the text line that Noah Cameron reminds him of Rich Gale. Oh, Dan, if you can, give me a little bit more of why. I don't have any recollection of Rich Gale. I can't picture him. I mean, I can picture him, but it's not in motion, right? It's a baseball card. So give me a little bit more information. What is it about Noah Cameron that reminds you of Rich Gale? I'd love to know, Dan. Always appreciate your insight, buddy. From the 913, Vern, why can't the Royals carry a 6-man rotation? Save innings for Reagans and Lugo and Wacha for the postseason push? Keep Cameron up here, release Stratton, and get ready for the postseason. Yeah, I mean, you certainly could, although Seth Lugo is going to be a free agent this offseason if he chooses to opt out of his contract. Seth Lugo wants the ball every fifth day. Now, Michael Wacha, when he signed that contract, I'm sure he... These guys are creatures of habit that have been preparing for months to pitch every fifth day, and not a one of them is showing signs of slowing up here in the month of April. To completely alter the plans in that drastic of a fashion, to me, is unnecessary. Now, keep the bullpen the way it is. Hunter Harvey will take Chris Stratton's spots in short order. And if you go to a six-man rotation, suddenly now it actually doesn't get easier for the starters. I actually need just as much length from the rotation if you go to a six-man staff. Because now you're a man short in the bullpen, and you want to keep that bullpen fresh. So I honestly, I don't see the benefit of a six-man rotation. And for as terrific as Noah Cameron was tonight, pitching is not the issue for this team. Altering the pitching staff is unnecessary. Why fix what ain't broke, you know? Appreciate you listening. Few more from the text line. Royals win 3-0. They're now 16-15 on the season. From the 918, why can't the Royals DFA Chris Stratton and keep Noah Cameron in the big leagues? Again, the six-man rotation to me is unnecessary. And then what happens when Hunter Harvey returns? Whose spot does he take in the bullpen? And why do we want Noah Cameron in the bullpen, guys? You need a sixth starting pitcher. And if it's not Noah, who is it? Who's the guy that you want to call on in 4 days if and when Michael Wacha can't take the ball? We have 131 games to go. We don't need to drastically change a pitching staff that is among the best in the sport. No need to change a rotation that right now is the best in the American League. Few more. This one's from the 913. Vern, I can't believe people are talking about sending Vinny Pasquantino down. Yes, he's hitting .177, but isn't he more important than just his average to this team? Yeah, sure, he is. Yeah, his leadership, his personality, his voice, very important, but nothing about Vinny Pasquantino is as important as his presence in the lineup. The threat that his bat brings in between Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. You know, just because the team sent MJ Melendez down, a guy that you were hoping could be your number five hitter or number six hitter. He was going to get the opportunity and you were hoping that he would take advantage of it. That's nowhere near what Vinny Pasquantino is. Vinny earned the number three spot in the lineup. Earned that spot. You were hoping that MJ would keep his. Vinny earned his. I say all of that because I can replace MJ Melendez. Now, maybe his replacement doesn't have the upside that MJ does with that prodigious power, but I can replace that spot in the lineup with someone else that I'm hoping can take advantage of it. I can't replace Vinny Pasquantino with anybody else that can earn that spot or that has earned that type of spot on a big league club, on a playoff team. The only way you're going to be able to replace that type of production is by acquiring that type of production via a trade. And honestly, if India, Vinny, and Massey are all underperforming, you're more than one bat away. You're going to need to acquire multiple bats, multiple quality, proven bats, and that's expensive. Maybe even a little too rich for the Royals' liking. Trade deadline, Jack Caglione, any fix you have for this offense is all prisoner. to Jonathan India, Vinny Pasquantino, and Michael Massey. Two of those three got to get going for anything else to truly get going moving forward. Text line 913-586-7965. Royals Rays wrap up the three-game series coming up tomorrow afternoon. 913 points out, I didn't mention Chris Bubich earlier when I was talking about the depth of this rotation, how they're, you know, six deep right now. Kyle Wright making a rehab start coming up on Friday, hopefully about to be seven deep in the rotation. Could make acquiring one bat at the deadline a tad bit easier for J.J. Piccolo and John Sherman. Might be able to shed some money while adding some thump to the lineup. Who knows? Appreciate keeping me honest here. Raj in the Ozark says that he actually reffed Noah Cameron in high school basketball, and I can't believe how good he is. I would imagine he was good at everything. I mean, he's just built like a grown man. I mean, thick like a tree trunk core for Noah Cameron. That doesn't surprise me, Raj, that you were a referee. I feel like everyone will shut up and listen to Raj when he demands your attention. That's pretty cool, though. You reffed a big league baseball player's basketball games. Kathy in Los Angeles is celebrating the Royals' victory tonight. Good to hear. Hope you're feeling well, Kathy. From the 816, Vern, what does all this mean for Noah Cameron? I know he goes back down, but does he come back at any point? Signed, Bert. He goes back down to Omaha. He'll remain stretched out, serve as a starting pitcher, and then he'll be the first one to come up if and when a spot opens up in this rotation. I don't think you move him to the bullpen until late September, you know, until you're getting ready for the playoffs and you just want the best arms on the 40-man roster in the big leagues. But if an injury doesn't open up a spot in the rotation, well, then them's the breaks, bro. Sorry. Ask Daniel Lynch. He dealt with it last year. Bert, I appreciate you listening. From the 816, Vern, it appeared to me that Drew Waters might have had a brain fart and tossed the final out into the stands down there in Tampa. Is that a brain fart? I mean, Noah Cameron has the baseball from his first strikeout. That's all you need. I mean, the save goes to Carlos Estevez. I don't know if the final out is the baseball that you want to keep. And you know what? If that's the brain fart that Drew Waters is making, man, that's fine by me. He's not making mistakes on the base paths. He's playing a strong outfield, and he continues to hit. It's now 10 games since Drew Waters received that pat on the back last Saturday in Detroit when he was told, "You're staying, bud. We sent MJ to Omaha. You're our guy." In those 10 games, Drew Waters batting .353, 5 runs driven in and 5 runs scored. Text here from a guy in Gladstone. "Vern, the base running on this team is disappointing. We ran ourselves into outs in the first game of the year, and we're still doing it, Kyle Isbell?" Yeah, that was a rough one. Izzy caught leaking off a second base on a ground ball in front of him. And then Bobby's caught stealing in that third inning. Yeah, listen, you know, the things that we have found disappointing over the first 30 games were on display again here tonight in game number 31. The offense, hitting with runners in scoring position, and getting caught, getting nabbed on the base paths. Yeah, guy, you're right. I have no argument for you. Carolyn Lee Summit points out that Salvi has raised his batting average by 50 points in the last 6 games, and that's even with him hitting into a lot of bad luck. Yeah, you're right, Carol. Salvi tonight with his third multi-hit game in the past week. He's 10 for his last 21, the captain feeling good. somebody just needed to drive him in tonight. He was standing out there on third base in both the sixth and the eighth, and nobody could play him. Rally Mantis celebrating Lucas Erceg. Lights out Lucas Erceg, as he calls him. Cade in Kansas City says, Vern, the Royals pitching was locked in, but the batting is still kind of a mixed bag. Yeah, again, no argument there. Michael Garcia, another multi-hit game. He goes 2-for-4 tonight. Michael has 17 base hits in his last 16 games. He's batting .282 for the season. Yeah, I'd say Michael's still the biggest surprise so far of 20. Well, Drew Waters. Yeah, Drew Waters is more surprising than Michael. Michael's been the most consistent surprise, right, since game one up until today, the end of April. Royals win to round out the month of April. 16 wins as they enter May. That's the third most in franchise history. Good to see. Always nice to see Seth Lugo as the probable starter for the next game. I'll talk to you coming up at 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. Royals and Rays, the finale in Tampa. Special thanks to JT Noah for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your Wednesday night, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.